You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I was enjoying that ear drumming you're doing there, Ezra. Get us in the mood.
Oh, thanks. I haven't played that one in a while.
Yeah, just got to practice all the little bits.
Exactly. Got a show coming up on Friday. Got to practice.
Totally. Ezra and Gussie, aka Earth Tongue, welcome along. How are you both this morning?
Morena, very good, thank you.
We're great.
Excellent. Yeah. Ready to shred?
Oh, yep.
Shreddy.
I mean, Ezra is. You're ear shredding already.
Getting into the spirit.
Just had my coffee.
Well, there you go. That's what it's all about. We've got you in this morning because you are playing some gigs, which is very cool. But you've also just put out a brand new track and a very cool video, which is like a whole world in and of itself. And this is a new era of Earth Tongue about to start. How's it feeling?
Oh, it's feeling great. We haven't released anything since 2019, so...
A different universe.
Yes, a different time. Yeah, we've been slowly chipping away, and so it feels really good to release this new song, Miraculous Death. More of a horror direction rather than sci-fi, which was kind of the last album. So, yeah, people can expect a lot more, I guess...
Shiny blades.
Yeah.
Shiny blades.
Dramatic killings.
So that's what you can find at the gigs. It'll be great. It is a very horror canon almost. And I want to talk about the video because also Ezra was like, don't ask me what the song's about because I don't know if I can explain it. But the video has
it's
definitely...
It's so complex. That's what it is. It's too complex to
exactly.
explain.
There is definitely a narrative to the video. You both are filmmakers and you sort of work in that space as well. So it makes sense that there's a great visual world that kind of lives alongside the music. Where was this made, first of all? Because this is quite a wild house you found.
It was really wild. Well, first of all, we watch a lot of 70s horror movies, and so I kind of had a dream location in my mind of somewhere that sort of was, you know, in the middle of nowhere and was almost like a old falling apart hotel, or like, mm-hmm. you know, sort of talked about the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, yeah. Because you visited it, is that right? The real one. Not the movie one.
Yeah, the real one, which is in Rocky Mountain National Park.
Cool.
Which was really cool, just, yeah, on holiday. Yeah, so I had this dream of finding a horror mansion, and we found this place on like a film location website.
Oh, cool.
And it's usually used as a wedding location. And so
it looks huge, I have to say.
It's massive, yeah. So it was built by this English guy in 2009, so it's actually new. And he had a dream of building like a Georgian-style manor.
Wow.
There is a crazy story about him, but I don't know. Do we want to tell it?
Oh, God, you walked us up to the edge of it now.
Well, so I don't think he'll ever listen to this, but when we went and visited it, we were sitting at the table in the dining room, and he said, oh, this table's from Westminster Abbey.
Whoa.
So we were like, wow, that's buzzy. And then later on after the shoot, we were kind of like, oh, what, like, who is that guy? Like, why is he so rich? What's the deal?
Built a mansion.
Googled him, and he is an ex-Anglican priest at Westminster.
Whoa.
And left the church because he fell in love with another Anglican priest.
Oh, whoa.
A man in New Zealand. They got married in the first gay church wedding in the UK. And then moved here.
That's so.
And built this crazy house.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
What a cool story.
This was like a news story on the Telegraph or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
How awesome. And now he lives in this amazing mansion outside of the Tron.
Yeah.
With all this incredible sort of topiary in the garden.
Yeah, and this crazy 17th century furniture and stuff like that he's brought all the way over.
That's
they had
wild.
A grand piano from 1870.
Whoa.
Like, just insane.
You guys must have felt like you're in a big playground running around there with your camera.
Yeah, yeah. It was, we didn't really, like, in terms of art direction and, you know,
set dressing. We just used what was there.
We didn't have to do anything. It was like, yeah.
We just asked him to set the table for that
nice.
Table scene. We're like, could you set the table and we'll arrive? And it was just like that, pretty much.
That's amazing. I do quite like, I feel like with that, you want to ask someone who really knows what they're doing for setting a big fancy table to put all the right forks in the right places.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone will watch your video and be like, nah, that's not the right fork for that
Fake.
Spot. Oh, trying to convince me that this is a reel and there's not even a fish fork. I am very excited about this new era of Earth Tongue because it has been a wee while since we've heard some new music from you. I think the last time I properly saw you guys play was actually at Newtown Fest, which still feels like 100 years ago as well.
Yeah, it was 100 years ago.
You guys have been practicing in this sort of like weird lockdown space. You've been recording as well, home studio situation. What have we got on the horizon?
Yeah, well, we recorded with Jonathan Pierce of the Beths fame at his studio. And then we've got quite a good setup at home just for guitar overdubs and
nice.
Vocals and stuff. So, yeah, it's been a slow process, to be honest, because we've got a lot going on, and also just finished the Mermaidens album. So we honestly just wanted to put something out there to kind of get back in people's minds.
Remember us?
Yeah.
And we are working on a full record too, but it's still a little way off.
Awesome. That's pretty exciting though. And you have got a gig coming up very soon with Dick Move and some friends. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we're playing the 19th of August at Whammy, as well as around the country. We're doing a little tour with Dick Move. And the Auckland show is at Whammy on the 19th, and we've got Ringlets supporting.
Awesome. That's going to be great, which people might have seen Ringlets at our fancy new band showcase. And if they didn't, this is a very good excuse to go and catch a brand new band
good
as
band.
Well. Very good band. I think we should listen to the song now, since we've been talking about this amazing world it exists within. Where can people go and get this, and where can they watch the video?
They can watch it on YouTube,
nice.
Earth Tongue, and they can listen wherever they listen to music. We like Bandcamp.
Yeah, Bandcamp's great. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Gussie. Thanks, Ezra. Or Guzra, as someone's texted in here. Go Guzra. We're going to listen to Miraculous Death now. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you
Thanks,
for having
Rachel.
Us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.